Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
But any hoodles, Darius, pressure's on you here. Hot seat, Davey, because you were so wrong last time. So does Danny hate it? Danny, you'll remember, was irate, apoplectic, and outraged that the Falcons put their owner, Arthur Blank, in their Ring of Fame, which seems like a very reasonable, normal thing to do. He's been there forever.
I'm sure it's reasonable.
He's beloved in the community, all of these things. The Colts will be honoring the late Jim Irsay, who tragically passed, very sad, no longer with us, a couple of weeks ago. They've announced that in week one of the 2025 regular season, the Colts will be putting Jim Irsay in their Ring of Honor for the 2025 kickoff. Danny's very out on owners being in the Ring of Fame that we know so far. Will Danny hate this? Darius, you're up first.
I can't see how Danny can hate this. This seems reasonable. You know, your late owner, this owner brought this team a championship at one point. I don't see why Danny would hate this. I don't think he will.
All right. So not relatable to Arthur Blank then?
No. Okay. I think completely different situation.
Got it. Ryan.
I agree with Darius. I think not only did he bring them a Super Bowl, but I think he also brought them football. Indianapolis did not have a football team before that, and they brought them Lucas Oil Stadium as well. It's an awesome stadium there. So I think Danny is actually going to like this and agree with it.
All right, very good. Ben Strober.
I think Danny has his personal biases in the situation, and he is thankful for what Jim Irsay did to help get Dan Snyder out of Washington, so he's actually not going to hate this.
Very well done. We could have a clean sweep here. Does Danny hate it? I also think Danny will be fine with it. And my reasoning is, I think deep down Danny hates it, but it's tough to say that now posthumously. I think he's going to walk the line. Mm-hmm. Like, is it Dewey Cox? No, that was walk the line.
Walk the line's the real one, Johnny Cash.
Yeah. He's going to walk the line like Johnny Cash here, and he is going to be on board with this. Jim Irsay, Ring of Honor. Danny, do you hate it?
Not at all. Totally appropriate. Super Bowl winner, well over 500, took over for his dad, who's the one who moved the team. Beloved in Indianapolis. Whether that's correct or not, that's not for me to judge, but that makes a lot more sense than the owner insisting that his own employees induct him currently while he's owning the team into the Hall of Fame.
Nobody insisted. He didn't insist anybody.
I'm sure he didn't.
He said, I want to be in the Ring of Honor this year?
It somehow came up in a meeting. Who's going to say no to the current owner as he's sitting in the room? It's one's ridiculous. The other, very appropriate. The 500 owner, who's never done anything of note at any point in time.
Except for $2 concessions. Change the concessions industry as we know it.
That's not a metric for the Hall of Fame. That's just the nice thing to do for your fans.
He's done more in the community than anybody in Atlanta maybe over the last 20 years.
You got to.
Well, I mean, that's the book. I mean, he's unbelievable.
Written by his assistant. It's a joke. It's embarrassing. Everyone should be ashamed of it. Not this one. This one, again, he had his demons, and there are plenty of things that you can read about that are not savory, that are frankly unpleasant, talking about Jim Irsay. But on the whole, I read Greg Doyle's comments about this, heard him on the Junkies. He's an Indianapolis Star columnist. Most people have outpouring of love and support because he really was this like very meaningful figure in Indianapolis. And again, there's achievement there. What we're looking for is achievement. So I think it's appropriate that he gets in. So like it's interesting that like Blank is in like before like Julio Jones or really good
There's
football
probably some
players.
Colts like Dwight Freeney that I don't know if he's in or not, but the guy like that, that isn't in yet. The Arthur Blank Family Foundation has donated and committed over $1 billion to charitable causes since its inception in the late 90s. The giving has supported nonprofit focuses on issues like early childhood education, parks and green spaces, the arts, health and fitness, and more. Primarily in Georgia and Montana.
Those are great things.
Yes.
Is someone else that's given a lot of money that has nothing to do with football? Does that person get to go in a Ring of Fame?
No, but he's
there's
the owner
a charity
of the
Hall of Fame somewhere, I'm sure. This is the most best charitable contributions, the 501(c) awards. Football, no achievement versus achievement. So Jim Irsay 100% belongs. Arthur Blank does not. That's a good distinction there. That's a good dividing line right there.
Okay.
One, everyone should be ashamed. The other, good call.
Arthur Blank, $800 million of $1 billion, it looks like, for the stadium, too. He really poured. He did. He went all Josh Harris. Arthur Blank's initial contribution for the Falcons' new stadium, Mercedes-Benz, was $800 million, with the city of Atlanta providing an additional $200 million in, this sounds familiar, bonds backed by hotel motel taxes.
There we go.
However, the total cost of the stadium rose to $1.6 billion, with Blank covering cost overruns and additional expenses. That's relatable content there. Blank throwing his checkbook around.
Any city council references in there?
I didn't read far enough into it.
There you go.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.